Hachette Audio presents Backseat Saints, written and read by Jocelyn Jackson.
Dedication for Lydia of Netzer, the patron saint of never being wrong. Part 1. A Marriage Made of Swords. Amarillo, Texas, 1997. Chapter 1. It was an airport gypsy who told me that I had to kill my husband. She may have been the first to say the words out loud, but she was only giving voice to a thing I'd been trying not to know for a long, long time. When she said that it was him or me, the words rang out like church bells, shuddering through my bones. For 2 days, they sat in the pit of my belly, making me sick. I had no reason to trust her, and I'd as soon take life advice from a Chinese takeout fortune cookie as believe in tarot cards. But I'd lived with Tom Grandy long enough to recognize the truth, no matter how it came to me. So on Thursday morning, I got my Poppy's old gun, and I lay for my husband near Wildcat Bluff. Tom liked to run a trail out there. It was too far from the picnic grounds to attract most day trippers, and he got his miles in early when he could trust it would be his alone. That day, he had me for secret company. Not 2 hours ago, I'd gotten up before the sun to make him real biscuits. I'd cut Crisco into flour until it felt soft, like powdered velvet. I'd mixed the dough and rolled it and pressed